answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
I think one thing President Trump is very good at is always keeping all of his options on the table. And airstrikes would be one of the many, many options that are on the table for the commander-in-chief. Diplomacy is always the first option for the president. He's told all of you last night that what you're hearing publicly from the Iranian regime is quite differently from the messages the administration is receiving privately. And I think the president has an interest in exploring those messages. However, with that said, the president has shown he's unafraid to use military options if and when he deems necessary, and nobody knows that better than Iran.
Yeah, I would think Iran had realized if he says he's coming, he's probably coming. Now, I had a guest in the last hour. Did you miss the last hour? Shame on you. But I know you cannot listen all the time. That's why we put everything up as a podcast when we complete each program. But my guest last hour was from the Washington Examiner, talking about how certain is it that Trump will take any kind of, quote, military action against Greenland. And I raise that question because several of the countries in Europe are suddenly sending forces and planes and troops. Don't believe that that's a massive armada they're sending. I think the biggest contingency of troops that I saw, if you're going to buy this number, the Danish armed forces are deploying capabilities and units related to an exercise activity. That's kind of what they're doing. And then when you get into the actual number of personnel, Germany is sending a recon team of 13 personnel, France sending 15, Norway and Britain sending 3 and 2. Oh, and Sweden sending 1. They're making it clear, according to the NATO allies, Danish Defense Ministry, and I'm going to read his quote here. From today, there will be an expanded military action and presence in and around NATO, around Greenland, a close cooperation with NATO allies. The U.S. is part of NATO. They go on to say the purpose is to train the ability to operate under the unique Arctic conditions and to strengthen the alliance's footprint in the Arctic, benefiting both European and transatlantic security. Now, let's stop right there. If the U.S. were to acquire Greenland, either by purchase or some other agreement, or we simply lease space and put more facilities on site, that would be the benefit of NATO and the North Alliance Treaty Organization, NATO. But they don't like the fact they think Trump is blustering too much, and they want to make it clear we're there to stand against him. Not with that force, you're not. But I don't want to get into war with Greenland or any of the NATO allies over this. Now, I'm sure somewhere in the Kremlin, Putin is standing around just rubbing his hands together. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Putin is saying, wait till Trump invades Greenland. I wouldn't hold your breath. I don't see that in the cards whatsoever. Trump is talking big. I don't know how much he was willing to back it up, but the bottom line is he has made it clear Greenland is a vital part of our security. During World War II, U-boats from Germany were operating in those same waters, trying to target any convoys carrying men, supplies, to the front. And they were very successful. But we're way past that now. And the missile capability, it has to be held in abeyance. and understanding. But I just don't think that you're going to see anything from Greenland, the Swedes, Norway, the French, England, decide we're willing to go toe-to-toe with the government of the U.S. Not going to happen. It's a lot of saber rattling. At the same time, it might as well be the light swords kids play with. Nothing going to happen. But it makes for a good material, and it gives material for me. What do you know? Hey, welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors, USA. Here we are, January 15, 2026. And reminding you, when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. How do you do that? It's easy. You go to Larry Connors USA Rumble. Simple. Or you can go to News Talk STL Rumble. And if you miss anything, they go up later as a podcast at News Talk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, and Larry Connors USA Facebook. If you watch or listen at a later point, do me one small favor. It's very little thing for you to do. Simply push the share button and send it on to others. Get them involved. You are our multiplying factor. And I got to tell you something. I am absolutely convinced, Facebook, Meta, whatever they want to call themselves today, yesterday, or tomorrow, they're trying to throttle us. Our numbers for the Facebook audience has been exactly the same for, I'd say, almost 15 years. Well, look at the numbers. We're looking at something like 16,000. Are you telling me it has not grown at all in the last 5 years? Of course it has. But they don't want you to know how big we're getting. That's all right. I'm relying on you to help us make it happen. And with Larry Connors USA, you're going to get news, analysis, opinion, and you're going to get education. And let me take a moment to remind you about something that we're at work with the Freedom 13. They have an event coming up, the 27th of Feb, that's a Friday, and they're raising money. It's a gala support for our troops. They're raising money. They want to basically build homes in 50 states where members coming back with some traumatic injuries or anything of that nature, they have a place to relax and they can call home, at least have a respite from their daily grind of just trying to survive. News Talk STL, glad to be partnering with the Freedom 13. And I would love to see you there. That's the last Friday in September. I'll get more details to you as we move forward. Now, the other issue that we're going to get into before we wrap up this hour, I'm going to ask you a question here. I'm not trying to embarrass you. But here's a question. Do you play with Barbie dolls? All right. Don't start backing away from me yet. Hear it out. If you don't, perhaps your children do. Boys or girls. There is a change Barbie is in the process of making that I think it's going to be bad for them by the time it's over. It is not transsexual events where you could take the breast off and put a penis in or whatever. But what they are pushing has some parents very upset. That's still to come in our next segment. I want to go back to President Trump. And now he's been trying to tell the people in Iran. You heard Carolyn Leavitt say the president's aware of what's happening in Iran, trying to stay on top of it the very best he can. But keep in mind, internet service has been shut down. What word comes out of Iran? It's very, very difficult to prove if it's accurate or not. And in part because the internet has been shut down. But one thing she had pointed out was Trump is right on top of it. And Trump is, to the best of his ability, and at the same time, encouraging the men, women, and children in the streets facing the Iranian Revolutionary Guard.
To all Iranian patriots, keep protesting. Take over your institutions, if possible, and save the name of the killers and the abusers that are abusing you. You're being very badly abused. If the numbers are right now, I hear five different sets of numbers. I hear numbers. Look, one death is too much. But I hear much lower numbers, and then I hear much higher numbers. But I say save their names because they'll pay a very big price. And I've canceled all meetings with the Iranian officials until the senseless killing of protesters stops. And all I say to them is help is on its way. You saw that I put tariffs on anybody doing business with Iran. Just went into effect today. And I say make Iran great again. You know, it was a great country until these monsters came in and took it over.
It was. It was, and it was a more of a Western civilization. Now, they had the radicals, the fanatics inside Iran as well at that point, but they didn't have enough control. And now they do. And now they're threatening to kill everyone that stands in their way. Carolyn Leavitt also wants to make a point about what we're doing in Venezuela and why Trump is concerned about it.
I think the last week has shown that the president made the right realistic assessment of what needed to take place in Venezuela at this moment in time. And the interim authorities and Delcy Rodriguez and her team have been very cooperative with the United States and the president and his team, as evidenced by the massive energy deal that the president was able to cut with the interim authorities, their commitment to release Venezuelan political prisoners, which we also saw last week. So we've seen a great level of cooperation, and the president expects that to continue.
So we are seeing in Venezuela more and more folks, hopefully, getting control of their own government. I mean, you have two hot spots underway where the people are in an uprising. The U.S. has taken action in Venezuela, taking Maduro out, but you still have the Revolutionary Guard, and they maintain or want to maintain the hold they have. They want their boot on the neck of the people. Once again, Carolyn Leavitt on trying to protect Venezuela.
What practical steps would the White House like to see those interim authorities take to stop Iran and Hezbollah from operating in the country? And have those authorities done anything on that yet?
I think right now the main correspondence with the interim authorities is really focused on obviously ensuring stability and prosperity and continued cooperation with respect to energy. As you all know, there was a very powerful and big group of oil executives who were here at the White House on Friday. And so continuing to iron out some of these energy deals. We also have made it very clear, the president's made it very clear, that we don't want to see any more drug boats sailing from Venezuela towards the United States of America, which we have not, frankly, in the last week. President's also made it very clear that only oil tankers that are approved by the United States of America will be flowing from Venezuela, and we will continue to seize ships that are stateless or that are not approved for commerce by the.
And keep in mind, we've been doing that. We want to make sure we maintain that blockade. If you're going to sanction them, you've got to have a blockade in place. So we've got the issue with Greenland. We've got the issue with Iran. We've got the issue with Venezuela. And then we have our own issue inside our own nation. And everyone on the left wants to attack ICE agents.
Kristi Noem has lied to my Homeland Security Committee. She has misused taxpayer funds and now leading an agency, leading ICE, that is committing crimes across America. Kristi Noem must be impeached. She must face the consequences of this. And we must, finally, we must reform ICE. But it looks at this stage, folks, ICE is beyond reform. ICE is totally out of control. And this week, I intend to introduce a bill to abolish ICE.
Yeah, good luck with that. In the meantime, that was Michigan Congressman Donadar, Maine Senator Ed Markey.
This is just rank lawlessness that has been unleashed by Donald Trump through Stephen Miller down to Kristi Noem and then these ICE officers roaming the streets of our country. And they are doing so in a way that is intended to terrorize people.
No, it's not. No, it's not. But that's what they want you to believe. All right. Let me be polite and let Senator Markey continue.
First of all, the funding is coming from cuts in Medicare, Medicaid, the Affordable Care Act, the Department of Education, the Environmental Protection Agency. That's where they're getting the funding in order to increase funding for ICE. So No funding for ICE. We just have to absolutely draw the line and not only say no funding for ICE, but we should begin an impeachment proceeding of Kristi Noem, who is right now actually orchestrating on the streets of our country. This almost vigilantism on the part of ICE agents terrorizing cities all across the country, with right now Minneapolis being the prime example.
And if you're looking for the funding, maybe if he had all the monies that had been stolen in the Somali community from Minnesota, you wouldn't even be taking money from any other source. Oh, but Larry, don't muddy the water. Tough. Coming up, a new Barbie doll, which is having some parents already upset. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Previously, I've told you about dustless blasting, a special service offered by Wellington Environmental. It could work for you in your place. Recently, a crew removed a driveway sealer that had failed. The owner wanted to go back to the original concrete so it could be properly sealed. Dustless blasting worked. That homeowner is happy. Now, sometimes surfaces need pressure washing instead of blasting. In fact, there was an exterior stone fireplace cleansed by pressure washing. And when it dried, all the dark stain was gone. That stone had its original appearance. Wellington is versatile with blasting. Dustless blasting or whatever you need. They will evaluate and make a decision. How do you get them to your door? Very easy. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, making your world great. In fact, be safe, be well with Wellington Environmental. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. MaguireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check vincentsjewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
People, keep on lighting. Soldiers, keep on warring.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
So when this story crossed in front of me, I thought, oh, here they go again. They're really going to mess up the Barbies for all the little girls. Because I thought, now they want to remake Barbie. And I'm thinking, interchangeable parts, remove the breast, put a penis on. This is my thought. But it's another story. And yet it's still just as disturbing. Mattel is presenting an autistic Barbie doll. Well, what's the harm and what's the issue? Kate Asher is the author of the book, The Book of Heaven, a story of hope for the outcast, the broken, and those who lost faith. So, first of all, welcome aboard, Kate. Glad to have you. Katie, glad to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, what's the issue with this new Barbie doll? Where are the problems?
Well, this Barbie doll was actually in partnership with Mattel and the Autistic Self-Advocacy Network, ASAN, or that's the acronym. And they are self-advocates.
Katie, I have to interrupt you. We're going to call back and reestablish the line. We're having a little breakup, and I want to make sure we don't lose important parts of your conversation. So we're going to take a moment to disconnect from Katie and call her back. As you heard her say, it's not just Barbie. It has others involved in it. But the question still is, has Mattel gone too far? Are you there with us again?
I am.
Okay. Again, because you got stepped on a little bit because of interference, who's involved in creating this doll?
This doll was made in collaboration between Mattel and the Autistic Self-Advocacy Network. This particular group of autistic self-advocates are able to communicate. They have full control over their body and their voice. And they have, you know, sensory issues and things like that. But they are not representative of those who have experienced a severe autism diagnosis from a neurological injury.
I guess I have to start with, why would they do it to begin with?
Because they think that autism is something you should accept and that you should be proud about it.
And you are the mother of an autistic child, correct?
I am. My son is 29 years old. He experienced a severe neurological injury from vaccines and regressed into severe autism. And what his life is like is nothing that anyone would choose or be proud of or happy that this happened to their child. It is a tragedy and a trauma of unbelievable proportions. Now, the great thing that has happened is we have found purpose and meaning and incredible hope in spite of this injury.
You slipped in there a key word, a dynamite word for many. You're attributing to what happened to your child to vaccine.
That is correct.
There are, as you well know, arguments on both sides of that.
I understand there are arguments. Unfortunately, I don't have time for arguments because I'm dealing with the facts. And the truth is the adjuvants that they put in the vaccines, particularly aluminum, the electronic structure of them causes the immune system to, that's why they include them, but it causes the immune reaction. The problem is they can't control that reaction. And in some people, it goes off mildly, and in other people, it goes off like a bomb. And once the damage happens and the encephalopathy occurs, it's chronic inflammation, and that interferes with normal neurological development.
Tell me this, what would be the difference between someone creating, quote, an autistic Barbie and putting a Barbie in a wheelchair that they're not allowed to get out of the wheelchair, they're incapable?
You know, that's a wonderful question, because there's actually a cancer Barbie and someone was making the joke that this is like a polio Barbie. But there's also a diabetes Barbie. And we recognize that for some people, this is an unavoidable part of their life. And they don't want to shy away from that part of their life or see it as something that diminishes them in any way. And with autism, they need to be recognized that this is an actual injury. And while we help them with all of the disabilities that come because of their injury, we don't celebrate their injury.
Is it so much to help the child that suffers or help others to understand what the child is going through?
My son was trapped in his body for 21 years. And finally, we learned about spelling, which allows him to develop gross motor to point to letters so he can communicate. That's when we discovered that everything the experts had told us was actually not true, that he had understood everything the whole time. He had been deprived of communication, inclusion, having a voice, every single thing that we recognize as part of the human experience he was deprived of.
All right, I'm not going to make an argument reference vaccine, but obviously there have been supposed documented cases of, although it wasn't known as autism then, happened in kids long before vaccines were introduced.
So the most autism that we see now is a result of neurological injury. That neurological injury is immune related. So what they have discovered is what you're referring to as maternal onset autism. And that is actually triggering of the immune system, the interleukin 6, when a mother is pregnant. When her immune system is triggered, it can trigger that same interleukin 6 trigger within the child that she's carrying. And that does the same thing. Causes an inflammation in the brain and prevents neural and motor sensory from connecting.
So the Mattel head of the global head of dolls said, and it sounds all pristine and nice, Barbie has always tried to reflect the world kids see and the possibilities they imagine. We're proud to introduce our first autistic Barbie as part of that ongoing work. What's wrong with that statement?
There's nothing wrong with that statement. What's wrong is it being celebrated.
I'm sorry, it's what?
What's wrong is injury being celebrated.
Okay. I do know that this new Barbie has flexible elbow and wrist joints that allow for it to hand flip and other gestures that some people with autism tend to use. Processing sensory information and so forth. And in fact, if I understand right, does the doll also have a gaze that's shifted slightly to the side so they don't look directly at the child or whoever is holding it?
Right. This would be another. It's actually a perfect example. I'm glad you brought that up. My son couldn't make eye contact. So it was forever when he was in his 20s before we found out that the encephalopathy had actually caused binocular ocular dysfunction. And what he was seeing is triple of everything, and his eyes wouldn't stay focused. So his eyes, everything he saw was shifting and overlapping and moving, and he would have eye suppression and go blind in his eyes.
I have I'm sorry. Go ahead. I apologize.
Oh, no, you're fine.
I was going
basically, to... that is again a factor from the injury. So while we recognize that that is something that they are dealing with, it's not something to celebrate. It's something for us to understand and for us to help correct.
They
need to be able to see.
They also have a finger clip fidget spinner and noise canceling headphones, something that would keep the child occupied. I have a relative who has an autistic child, and I've seen this in place, that the child would just spend hours doing the same repetitive event over and over again. They're not hurting anyone else. They're not hurting themselves. But you can tell it's gotten all their concentration.
Yes. What my son says, and he spelled all this out specifically about the Barbie, he said, they keep pushing acceptance of autism. I'm done with stereotypes. I'm a grown man who can't speak or control my motor because of a neurological injury. Before I was injured, I was normal. Normalizing my suffering is cruel. I see everything in the spiritual world because of my injury. I see the ASAN network that designed this with Mattel as being selfish and not caring about those with severe injuries, just their own voices. So let them have their Barbie. It doesn't represent me or the broken bodies of my friends.
I do not have but 30 seconds for you, and I hate to shortchange it. We'll have to book you again. But your son, Houston, a lot of folks might have seen kind of cute, nice when child, but when they become an adult, they take a different view of them. Correct?
Yes. What Houston said is, kindness is all I want from the world, not a doll that isn't me.
All right. I want to thank you for your time. I'd like to have you back in the future time. I truly appreciate
thank
your
you.
Time. Thank you very much. The Book of Heaven. Check it out.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Great news from my sponsor, Tom Shaw Realtors, proving if you want to buy, sell homes, farms, acreage, you want Tom Shaw. In 2025, selling more than 100 properties, $52 million in sales. ShawRealtors.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation. If they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation. If they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts? Windows icing up again? Utility costs surging? You're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can't afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service. ...2026, a great time to visit Lit Cigar Lounge. The Lit Cigar Facebook has numerous events from tastings to music. My main reason for going to Lit is always quality cigars, premium whiskeys. Odds are we'll see each other at Lit Cigar Lounge. A few doors down, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Get a pizza baked over coals. Excellent crust and flavor. Or choose one of the many great pasta dishes. You won't leave hungry. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta and Lit Cigar Lounge in the Chesterfield Valley.
This is News Talk STL.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Been snooping on the door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Been snooping on the door. You can wag your tail, but I ain't gonna feed you no more.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Well, we have watched things happen with various events when it comes to freedom of press. And we have seen censorship. We've seen the press weaponized against the American people. And we see it continuing to happen in every direction you look. Somewhere in there, somewhere you would think some common sense would come into play. We're past common sense nowadays. Common sense on every level. Now, I'm very big on First Amendment rights. I have faced jail time as contempt of court for not revealing sources. It's just not me trying to sound special. It's basically the job of every journalist to do everything they can to not give a source, especially knowing that that source might be subjected to some kind of additional activity. Now, I'm not talking about hiding a killer. I'm not talking about a crime of that nature. And I have always had mixed feelings about some of the information that got leaked by Daniel Ellsberg and others. I'm not saying I fully endorse it, and yet at the same time, I think it had to be made public. So that brings us to still another case. The FBI executed a search warrant on a Washington Post reporter. Her name, Hannah Nadenson. They went into her home last night, or at some point during the day. She was home, and they presented her with a warrant that stated they had a right to search for everything she had in her house. She was apparently investigating part of a government contractor and what was happening. And she apparently was illegally retaining classified government materials. Now, look, if you're a reporter and you need the access to these materials and you can get them, you're probably going to do it. I'll be honest with you. Even if you know holding them could have you in jail. So Hannah Nadenson was at her Virginia home at the time the search warrant was served. And it stated law enforcement was investigating a guy by the name of Ariola Perez Langonis. He's a systems administrator in Maryland. He has a top secret security clearance, and he had been accused of accessing and taking home classified intel reports. They were found in his lunchbox, even in his basement, if you believe the FBI affidavit, as reported by the New York Post. She was uncovering the Trump's administration reshaping of the government and its effects. All her home was searched. All her devices were searched and seized. Even a phone and a Garmin watch were seized. The guy they were after, who had been involved in all of this, is an American citizen, and born in Miami, now residing in Maryland. He's been a government contractor since 2002 and poses certain top secret security clearances. His job currently was listed as administrative, but he apparently had contact with a lot of information that may or may not have been part of his normal duties. What, according to the affidavit, he was using databases and other accesses to search for and gain control so he could view a classified intel report related to a foreign country. And he's accused of taking a screenshot of the report and printing it. So that complaint makes it clear that that one document, at least one of them, was marked secret, and it was in his basement. And they say it's related to national defense. I know with what we've seen, the abuses of our government, just because you put secret on it, or top secret, or eyes only, does not mean it really meets that criteria. And once it's on there, it lasts forever. And I have an issue with that. According to the Washington Post, this guy had been part of the most sensitive coverage of the first year of the second Trump administration. The Washington Post did state it is reviewing and monitoring the situation. Now, Attorney General Tam Bondi weighed in on it. Let me read you her statement. And again, this, to me, a lot of this is not in full context. If you're not directly involved, and I doubt you are, I know I'm not, I'm getting it second, third, fourth hand. But Bondi is being quoted as saying, actually in a piece she wrote, this past week at the request of the Department of War, the Department of Justice and FBI executed a search warrant on this home of a Washington Post journalist who was obtaining and reporting classified and secretly leaked information from a Pentagon contractor. You know, there comes a line that you realize, what's to be gained? What am I getting here that's really going to be of value? She went on to say the leaker is currently behind bars. The Trump administration will not tolerate illegal leaks of classified information that, when reported, pose a great risk to our nation's national security and the brave men and women serving our country. I will second that remark, by the way. And you do realize during World War II, everything was heavily censored that was being sent from the front. Every piece of copy, every teletype, closely censored because they did not want to endanger U.S. troops. And I'm in favor of that. I'm not so much about wanting to have the story and get it first if it's going to endanger American lives. Was this to that level? I don't know. How far would you be willing to go if you were given a piece of information and you knew that if you reported it, someone might die? I've often over the years, and I know I've mentioned it before, bear with me if you've heard it, in teaching young journalism students, I say there is something in the business called self-censorship. You make your own decision. I cannot use this. this might get someone not just harmed, but dead. One example I would use is that if you get the word that a bank president's wife has been kidnapped, and he has heard from the kidnappers, and they say, if you say anything to police, we will kill her. And eventually the banker ends up contacting the police or the FBI, and they're investigating it. And once you begin to investigate and send your tentacles out trying to get what information you can, there is a possibility of a leak. And if my station happened to get it, and I've been in these cases directly, this is not just a classroom experiment, my friend. We sit on it. I do not want to be the one to get the person killed because we broke the story. But the problem that exists, especially with broadcast, whoever is holding her, they may not watch my TV channel or listen to my radio station, but they stop for gasoline somewhere, and a guy in the station has on a radio station that they normally wouldn't listen to. But in that report on the radio station is the fact that a woman has been kidnapped, being held for ransom, and is the wife of this bank president. That puts her life in jeopardy. It also changes the game. It changed the game because once it's out, there's no way to curtail it and bring it back. This again goes back to the analogy I've used numerous times. You go out in the middle of the street right now with a bag of 100 feathers. You know they're 100. You counted them 2-3 times. There are 100 feathers. And you shake the pillowcase loose into that street, that intersection. If you come back tomorrow and try to find all 100, you won't find them. You might find a majority of them. But if even one gets away, that means the information got free. So once this story breaks and it's happened, that is not the time to suddenly, okay, we will not say anything else about it. That is a time really where, as I tell young reporters, you go to the police and say, the story is out. What can you give us that you did not give us earlier that might help capture the person? Police are not going to like it. They're not going to like you. But the reality is, and they will claim, oh, I doubt the guys listen to that particular station. They don't know. I do believe in protecting sources. But there comes a time that your protection is doing nothing. Speaking of doing nothing, we continue to have rioters attacking ICE agents each time they get an opportunity. White House spokeswoman Karoline Leavitt.
ICE is doing an incredibly important job that's not just important to our homeland security, but our national security. And this administration will continue to stand wholeheartedly by the brave men and women of ICE, including that officer in Minneapolis who was absolutely justified in using self-defense against a lunatic who was part of a group, an organized group, to interject and to impede on law enforcement operations. And it's disgusting what we have seen from the left. And I think that it just shows you where the modern day Democrat Party stands today in protecting illegal alien pedophiles and rapists and murderers over law-abiding American citizens and our brave men and women who serve in law enforcement.
And I'm past asking why they want to support these people. I still insist, if you're so big on protecting them, bring them into your home. Take them into your home. Let them live with your children and you and see how you like it. Now, this most recent assault, last night, they were smashing numerous ICE vehicles. They were ripping into the trunks, and in some cases, they were finding a variety of guns, vests, things of that nature, carried by police officers. Well, you know what happened. As soon as they got their hands on them, they disappeared. And in the midst of all this comes this story. This is from a TV station in Minneapolis. This is a memo being distributed to police and law enforcement. Any assistance for federal authorities and federal enforcement must be routed through the chain of command for evaluation and authorization by the chief of police. Members of the Minnesota Police Department shall not deploy to any regulated or related immigration enforcement activity. We remain committed supporting public safety and maintaining trust with our communities. No, they don't. They will not go after the gun thieves, the thieves that broke into the car. What they will get is exactly what we played yesterday. The police chief standing up there wiping his eyes and sobbing, I feel for my Latino brothers. How about you feel for the rest of your citizens who have been and will be victimized? Crickets. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.